Numbers, chapter 26. And it came to pass after the plague, that Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, from 20 years old and upward, by their fathers' houses, all who are able to go forth to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, Take the sum of the people, from 20 years old and upward, as Yahweh commanded Moses and the sons of Israel, who came forth out of the land of Egypt, Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, the sons of Reuben, of Hanuch, the family of the Hanuchitas, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and those who were numbered of them were 43,730. And the sons of Palu, Eliab. And the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. These are that Dathan and Abiram, who were called of the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they strove against Yahweh. And the earth opened its mouth, and swallowed them up together with Korah, when that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the sons of Korah did not die. The sons of Simeon after their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Hamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 20,200. The sons of Gad after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggi, the family of the Hagites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites. Of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Ari, the family of the Arites. Of Arod, the family of the Aroditis, of Areli, the family of the Arlites. These are the families of the sons of Gad according to those who were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah, Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah after their families were, of Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, of Perez, the family of the Perezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. And the sons of Perez were, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah according to those who were numbered of them, 76,500. The sons of Issachar after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolet, of Puva, the family of the Punites. Of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar according to those who were numbered of them, 84,300. The sons of Zebulun after their families, of Serd, the family of the Seredites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jalil, the family of the Jalilites. These are the families of the Zebulunites according to those who were numbered of them, 84,500. The sons of Joseph after their families, Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir begot Gilead, of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Eetzer, the family of the Eetzerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites. And of Azrael, the family of the Azraelites, and of Shechem, the family of the Sheshemites. And of Shemidah, the family of the Shemedet, and of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. And Zelophehad the son of Hefer had no sons, but daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahla, and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and those who were numbered of them were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim after their families, of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelahites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. And these are the sons of Shuthelah, of Aran, the family of the Aranites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim according to those who were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph after their families. The sons of Benjamin after their families, of Bela, the family of the Bilet, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites. Of Shephatham, the family of the Shuphamites, of Hupham, the family of the Huphamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the family of the Ardites, of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan after their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those who were numbered of them, were 84,400. The sons of Asher after their families, of Imnah, the family of the Imnites, of Ishvi, the family of the Ishvites, of Beriah, the family of the Beriites. Of the sons of Beriah, of Eber, the family of the Heberites, of Malchiel, the family of the Malchielites. And the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher according to those who were numbered of them, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali after their families, of Jaziel, the family of the Jazielites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites. Of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,400. These are those who were numbered of the sons of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, to these the land will be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To the more you will give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you will give the less inheritance, to every one according to those who were numbered of him will his inheritance be given. Notwithstanding, the land will be divided by lot, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they will inherit. According to the lot will their inheritance be divided between the more and the fewer. And these are those who were numbered of the Levites after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of Levi, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahlites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korahites. And Kohath begot Amram. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt, and she bore to Amram Aaron and Moses, and Miriam their sister. And to Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died, when they offered strange fire before Yahweh. And those who were numbered of them were 23,000, every male from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the sons of Israel, because there was no inheritance given to them among the sons of Israel. These are those who were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. But among these there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yahweh had said of them, they will surely die in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of those, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun.